everybody, Ryan with Brendan. Brendan here. I'm here with Mark from Knights of the Road. I'm Fowlerville or Weberville?
Fowlerville.
So, and talking about the Michigan Riders Memorial Wall today.
Yep.
And it's a pretty awesome thing that I wanted to do this for a while, but I didn't know how to approach it, right? Because it's kind of, you don't want to insult anybody, but it's a respect thing. And so, tell me your name, how you fit in the club, and then we'll start with the wall stuff.
Okay, my name is Mark. Twix is my club name. I'm the treasurer and the administrator for the wall.
Okay. So the wall, you guys have been here since what, 2007?
2007.
When did the wall go?
The wall actually started in 2011. It got incorporated as a nonprofit in March of 2011 when the construction started. And then it took, you know, 6 months or so to get it built up and to get it started.
So you told me that you gave me a little bit of the backstory. Tell me again whose idea it was and how it came to fruition.
There was actually our chapter in Baltimore, the founding president for the Fowlerville chapter, Eddie Johnson, was out there with one of the members in Baltimore. He took him for a ride, and there's actually a Riders Memorial out in Maryland. And so he just turned around and said, hey, you know, this is something maybe you guys should think about in Fowlerville because we have the property and we have enough room for it. So they came back and talked about it with the members, and that kind of idea kind of went from there, and that's how it started.
That's awesome. And so it's all donation-based.
It's all donation-based.
There's no hours to come visit. We had that talk. There's not like you can only come between 9 and 5 on Monday through Friday. So anybody can come at any time.
It's open. Even though it's on our property, the Michigan Riders Memorial is completely separate from the Knights of the Road. And it's open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Anybody can come at any time to visit. You know, if they have a name on there, if they just want to come look at it, whatever the case may be, it's never closed.
Okay, so it's been evolving since 2011, and
yes. A
bittersweet thing of it is the names have been going. There's more and more names going on every year.
Yep.
We talked briefly about the guy. I mean, that comes out and it's real tedious work. It's not something you guys just go out there and hammer and chisel.
Correct.
Into
correct.
The fucking.
Correct. It's pretty intricate on how the, you know, the engraving's done. And like we talked about, you know, through the years, more and more people have been finding out about it. You know, so it's been growing exponentially every year. And, you know, unfortunately, names are getting put on. But at the same time, it gives, you know, people, you know, whether or not it's a loved one, a friend, a brother, or somebody that they knew, a place that they can come. If their name's on the wall, just come and sit and, you know, reminisce or think about it, or, you know,
feel close to them for a bit.
Feel close to them for a bit. And you know, because, you know, like I said, everybody, you know, lives in different parts of the state or out of state or whatever. But if they were in Michigan and their name's on the wall, then, you know, it's a place that that person, you know, or persons can come and, you know, just remember.
And it doesn't have to be a tragic end to someone's life here on earth that go, I mean, it could be somebody that passed away of old age, you know, and
correct,
they used to ride and they can come on. So, I mean, any bikes are welcome too. Like, it's not just Harley riders or club people. Or,
no, it's the only criteria we have is that you were a motorcycle rider in Michigan. And that's the only criteria. I said, you don't have to have been killed on a motorcycle, or, you know, you don't have to belong to an MC or an RC. It's, you know, if you rode a motorcycle and you love motorcycling and, you know, I said you passed away for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You know, then that's the only criteria that's you know, to be put on the wall.
So what is the process for someone? Because I know, and like you said, word's getting out, and it could be someone that passed away 10 years ago, and this would be a great way to memorialize them.
Yeah, there's not a time limit that, you know, that you had to, you know, died yesterday or a week or a month or, like you said, whatever. I mean, there's, you know, people that, and like I said, as the word has gotten out, you know, that somebody, you know, had a, like I said, a friend, brother, whatever, you know, that passed away 10 years ago and they just heard about the wall. And it's like, oh, you know, that's something that I want to do to remember them. So, you know, like I said, you, you know, fill out the application. We have applications, we have cards, and it's also can be found online. And you fill out the application and send it in, and, you know, we'll go over and make sure everything's straight, you know, make sure that, you know, the dates and names are right. We'll, you know, get in touch, make sure that everything's right. Cause it's a one-time deal.
Yeah, you can't, it's permanent.
It's permanent. So it can't be, you know, fixed.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's just to make sure that everything's correct before it's actually done.
Yeah. It's engraved, not outgraved. Yeah,
correct. Correct.
Let's see. It's all donation based. I mean, you guys have a fundraiser. Is it a couple times a year?
It's the main fundraiser for the wall is always the first Saturday in June. And it's like I said, we call it the wall party, and that's our big fundraising event for the year. All the money from that party that's generated goes to maintaining the wall, you know, for upgrades, you know, like I said, anything that needs to be done. We try to do something to improve it every year.
Successfully. It looks amazing.
Thank you. And like I said, so we, you know, depending on how we do it at the fundraiser, you know, depends on, we'll sit down and kick around ideas on, you know, what would we like to improve, what we'd like to do. You know, sometimes people will give us suggestions. Hey, you know, can you do this? Can you, you know, maybe think about doing that? So we'll kick those all around, see what the budget is, what we have to spend, and then, you know, then we'll go from there. And then, like I said, people come by, you know, the clubhouse if we're having other events or something, and there's a donation box that they can donate money and you know, whatever, and that all goes into the wall fund. Because, and like I said, it's a separate entity in all itself. It's at its own bank account, and it gets tracked, and then we keep track of the expenses for what we spend and what we do. And like I said, when people come out, they can see, you know, the things that we've done, you know, through the year, or you know, things are going on. We've got a couple projects, you know, from last year that we're going to finish up in the spring, you know, once the weather breaks, you know, for the improvements before the next fundraiser.
So on the website, and I'm assuming it all links to social media too, is there some place that somebody could donate from afar to the wall? Is
no.
there like a link?
What? No, not, no, we don't have that set up for that way. But like I said, they can, if somebody wants to donate money, I mean, they could either send a check or a money order. It has the address for the wall. And if they want to just donate money,
okay.
You know, you don't have to put an application in. They can just write a small note, you know, and says, hey, this is a donation for the wall, and, you know, send it to the address, the PO box that's on the application or on the website, and they can just send it in, and we'll make sure it gets into the account.
So the website, if you guys want to go to, is
www.michiganridersmemorial.com.
And there's also a Facebook page.
Yep, there's a Facebook page, and there's actually a link. Well, the address is actually on the Facebook page also, or you could just click the link, and then it'll take you to the website, and it has the address and everything on the website.
So tell me from, like, start to finish, once, here's a card. You can come to the clubhouse and get this with the same application you can find online. If you're not from this area and you still want to have the name on the wall, which I think people should. I think it's an amazing idea, actually, because it's a brotherhood at the end of the day.
Well, we've had out-of-state people that live out of state that have actually, you know, send in the applications to get a name put on a wall because they've moved away or what have you, or the person that they knew happened to live in Michigan.
So tell me, from the time you guys get the application, because we to end result, because I know it's not like, all right, fellas, we got another one. Let's hook up the air compressor. You know, I mean, it's granite. So there's temperature involved. It's picky, right? And it's tedious. So you have an expert come out to do it.
Right, we have the same engraver has put every name that's on the wall from the start until this last recent one we had done in August. We try to do two engravings a year, depending on how many names we get. We try to do one in May, but it's all temperature based because the wall has to be a certain temperature or it can't be engraved. But like I said, most of the time the weather cooperates, so we'll do one usually in the middle of May. So that the names are on there before the fundraiser in June. And then usually we try to do another one the first part of August before our other big party that we have, our Loudfest party that we have every August. So we usually try to do one then. It just depends on how many names that we have, you know, to be put on at the time. And the last 3 or 4 years, we've done 2 engravings every year.
Which is good and bad. It's bittersweet.
Right, like I said, it's bittersweet. It's good and bad.
So how many names are on the wall currently, you know?
Currently, right now, actually, I could tell you, we should have talked about that before we started the interview, but currently there are, let's see, 150, 190, 200. There is actually, if I can add real fast, 47, 64, 200. There's 237 currently.
And there's room for roughly, give or take.
Well, we just something we hadn't talked about. We just put another slab on 2 years ago. So right now I'd have to actually go up and count the lines, but there's probably enough room right now for probably about 800, I think, if I'm not mistaken. We've yet to go up and count them with the new slab. So there's quite a bit of.
So it's going to fill up, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, it's going to fill up.
If it's something you guys are thinking about, we should have done this maybe before Christmas. It would have been a good fucking Christmas party, yeah. Right? Right. So like you said, it comes out a couple times a year. So do you notify people when it's done? Like,
yeah, usually, somebody will say, hey, can you shoot me a message or whatever? And usually I'll email them back because there's a spot on the application for an email. Two reasons. Number one, we can let them know. And number two, in case that we want to check to make sure all the dates and the spellings are right and everything. So I'll usually shoot them an email back and say, hey, you know, the engraving's done. Or when he comes out, I'll usually post it, take a picture once the engravings are done, and then post it on the page so that, you know, they're, you know, usually the day he's done it or while he's here, and usually post it and say, hey, these are the names that were added. Okay. So that people can see and let them know.
Because you don't want to show up and be like, what the fuck?
Right. Correct.
So, yeah, good stuff. Correct. So, and I think something that I should be dispelled by now, but it's definitely not, is that some people are intimidated still. Mm-hmm. Even people that ride are intimidated by the, you know, the initials MC, and I understand that there's certain MCs that you might want to be, but as overall, I don't think people like understand that they shouldn't be too intimidated to come here and see the wall because of that's on MC property, even though it's separate.
Correct.
But, and it's not just an MC thing. And that's, it's Motorcycle Club for those two of you that don't know, you know. So I think that's important too. And like you said, you've had people come over for the party and just kind of driving around like, hey, here's a fucking bonfire. Let's stop by. And they had a great time.
Right. Correct. And like I said, we have people that don't associate whatsoever, you know, in the course of a year with an MC or an RC, they get nothing to, you know, they don't go out and go hang out with them or whatever, but they'll show up for the fundraiser just because they had, like I said, a friend or a brother, or sister, relative, aunt, uncle, whatever. And they just want to come out, see it, you know, help donate to keep it going, to keep it up. And that's the only time that in the course of a whole year that they'll have anything to do with a, you know, motorcycle club is just to come, you know, because they, you know, they care and it's something that they want to do.
Yeah. And if you're not, if you do come out sport, your name's not automatically on some fucking list somewhere.
Correct.
Right?
It's not like we're selling your name or your likeness, and then
the government's not coming to your house.
Coming to your house.
So it's a lot different than what the image is most of the time. I will say there is getting the 1%. It's a whole other conversation, some another time. But so I'm trying to think, what would you want people to know about the wall and about what you guys do for the wall? Is there anything that,
like I said, the idea originally started, it was just a thing for people to be able to remember or to, you know, like I said, sit down and, you know, you come out with a few friends and you're out riding a motorcycle and you're going to come by, it's a nice day. So, hey, let's go out and see, you know, Ernie, cause his name's on the wall. Let's sit around and have a beer or just sit around and talk about, you know, stuff we used to do.
Sure.
Like I said, it's some people too are intimidated by cemeteries. You know, they don't want to.
True story.
You know, because
yeah.
you know, you, you, you go into a cemetery and it's like, okay, we're surrounded by death. And, some people have something like this, you can just come out and it's private and you don't have to worry about, hey, somebody saw me out there because I'm, you know, whatever. And you come up and you're there with some friends or even by yourself. You know, you come out and you can just sit down and, you know, you don't have to be on a motorcycle. And we've had, like I said, we've had people come out and there'll be, you know, 2-3 people in a car because they're out driving or whatever. And it's like, hey, let's stop. And so they get out of the car and go up there and sit down and, you know, go up and touch the name or touch the wall or, you know, whatever. And just kind of sit there and talk and remember for a couple minutes and then, you know, be on your way. Or, you know, some people come out and, you know, they'll sit for an hour and just remember. And that's what it's about. And it's, like I said, I don't think it's, like I said, it's not as being a cemetery, you know, it's a little different where this is a wall and it's, you know, I think it has a little bit more, a little happier, you know, in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not really the right word, but it's not as somber as going to a cemetery where you got, you know, 10,000 graves, you know, that your people are afraid of walking on somebody's grave or stepping on a stone or something. It's something that's a little different.
I guess celebratory is not the right word either. I guess I don't mind a loss for a word, but it's happier because you can come celebrate something that they're on a wall with somebody that shared the passion that they shared, a motorcyclist, right? Definitely different. I definitely get that. It'd be a whole different vibe. And there's a driveway. You pull right up, take a picture with your bike in front of it, your lost one, your loved one's bike, if you have it and want to do so. Do they have to be a Michigan resident to ride, or do they just have some kind of history in Michigan?
As long as you were a rider in Michigan, like I said, I mean, you might have only lived here for a couple of years, you know, and then for whatever reason, work or whatever, you left, you know, or you know, like I said, you were, you know, you grew up to a teenager, or early 20s, and then job took you away or whatever, but, you know, you rode a motorcycle here, and then, you know, you lived 20 years in Florida, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, you know, but my family's back there. All my friends that I rode with were back there. So, like I said, it's, you know, that part of it's nice because, you know, in a way, because like I said, we've had people that live out of state, but you know, like I said, that might be a brother, sister, friend or whatever, but their friend lived in Michigan, you know, and, you know, for whatever reason, they, you know, and they know people that they're still in Michigan, you know? So like I said, they've got friends that are in Michigan. So it's just something that they can do, you know, to, you know, as a gesture is, hey, you know, you can come out and visit and sit and, you know, so like I said, you don't have to live in Michigan to get the name put on, but the rider has to have been in Michigan and rode in Michigan.
So, and then not like cutting from Ohio to up to Indiana.
Yeah, that doesn't exactly.
count. that doesn't count. I was in Michigan for 10 minutes. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, what I think of is, too, is every memorial ride for everybody that's ever been lost seems like it's an awesome way to raise funds for that person's family, you know, be it whatever, funds for their organization. And this is an awesome way to have it at a ride stop for something like that. You know,
yeah, we get a lot of that, you know, different RCs, MCs, or, you know, like I said, the Legion riders or whatever. And like I said, it'll be a stop, you know, like I said, they'll come out and, like I said, be a friend or somebody knew somebody. It's like, hey, let's just stop for, you know, a couple minutes. So they'll 3-4 guys or 20. I mean, we've had, you know, a couple of times we've had 50 bikes show up all at one time. You know, it's like, hey, let's go make this a stop because, you know, 3 or 4 people are on there. So let's go stop in a couple minutes and go out and see the country and stop in for, you know, 10, 15 minutes and then leave.
Yeah. And I guess that's the point. I mean, everybody should be remembered for something, you know, I guess. And like you said, they come in and say, hey, I see their person, see the other people's. And I like it, man. That's a really awesome thing. And I think, like you said average about 20 a year.
The last 3 years, that's what we've been averaging between 20. And I think last year we actually put a total of 28 on, you know, last year. So, like I said, it's kind of a good and a bad. It's bittersweet.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, I think it's a really cool thing.
I do too, man. I really, really dig what you're doing. I appreciate it. And I like, you know, I've been out here for a few events, and it's always a great time out here. So I'm going to try to get you guys at least a wall fund. Look for me in Baldwin And if you want to come donate for the wall fund, I think I'm going to have something set up with one of your guys with me or a couple of your, whoever, you know what I mean? I'm sure some of your guys go up for the blessing, right?
Yep.
And that's the big one coming up in spring. I would love, I'd love if you guys let me, you know, put some word out for you for that kind of way to get more funds, because it's all donation based, like you said. Well, majority, I'm sure your guys donate time and that's that stuff. So, so yeah, I'm going to go out and take some pictures and some video, and I hope everybody's okay with that.
Yep, no problem. Like I said, it's open, you know, to anybody.
Right on. And then, well, that part, we'll make it up on the Spotify stuff, but we can put that up on the YouTube one. So if you want to see pictures of the wall and you're listening to this on Spotify, check it out on YouTube. If you like what we're putting out, like, subscribe, share. I'd like to see, you know, the more people that know stuff like this, the better. It's a, somebody could be looking for the perfect way to remember their, you know, how do we, you know, this is it. So thanks again, man, for having me
no
out.
Problem.
Thanks for your time. Thanks for welcoming me on. I didn't, you know, I didn't know how to approach it. I wanted to do it for a while, but it's like, how do I approach it? And then, so, and day after Christmas, so Merry Christmas, Happy New Year coming up. And, yeah, thanks guys. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Stay tuned for the pictures and stuff. So thanks.